Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
And it's coming up to 19 minutes past three. We're very excited. He is back with us for 2023, and Gav joins us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Very
and
good.
If I may say hello, any fellow gardeners out there?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And let me just say at the very start here, Gav, I hope your New Year's off to a good start, is it?
It's been one hell of a start, let's put it that way.
No, fair enough.
It can only get better from here.
I was just about to say that, Gav. Exactly the words I was just about to say.
It can, yes.
Now, okay.
And hopefully will.
Yes, I'm sure it will, Gav. I have every confidence it will, okay?
Thank you.
Now, okay, on the show today, and this is very timely considering that we had a lot of rain around Newcastle and the Hunter region yesterday. It was really good to see. Today, we're talking about being water-wise in the garden. And as we know, I mean, water is extremely important, isn't it?
Well, we are, and it's because I've looked into it, and a couple of the long-range forecasters are saying, well, look, this could be the plan for, say, the next 12 months. Periods of 4, 6, 8 weeks of nothing, and then all of a sudden these rain bombs, and you get a month's rain in the day. So that when you look at it, your monthly figures are still the same. It's just that you've gone a whole month with nothing. Now, that means that, of course, you've got to make the most of when the rain does hit. You can't get all that rain like yesterday and let it all go to waste.
No, you can't. And the thing is, yesterday, Gav, I tell you what, we got a decent drop of rain yesterday, and it was fantastic for the gardens, wasn't it?
That's right, that's right. But we need to make the most of it. And my whole angle of this is to just go through and get it in people's minds a few things that you can do to make the most of that, as in picking plants that are water-wise, picking a lawn that's water-wise. There are products that can help you absorb all that rain into the ground and not let it run off.
Okay.
So if we start off, we'll start off with just a quick list of plants I've listed.
Sure.
That are quite water-wise, that don't use up much water at all. Things like native grasses. There's such a wide range of lamandras, and I won't go into it, but there's native grasses as a whole are a fabulous range of plants that you can put in. Now, all these things are, of course, with the title once established. Once they're in and going, you really don't ever have to touch them again. Gazanias are another one, a little ground cover with a pretty little daisy flower on it, used a lot in roundabouts and things like that, because they'll tolerate just about everything that's thrown at them. Westringias, the native rosemary, often you'll see those in car parks at Redhead and Caves Beach and all those beachside car parks, because they're incredibly tough. Good old grevilleas and kangaroo paws. Once they're established, you never touch them, you never water them, you never feed them. They're about as water-wise as you'll ever get. Chinese star jasmine, the climber, sometimes used by, I know down on the Central Coast, the councils love it down there on the sides of their roads and, again, their roundabouts. It's used a lot as a ground cover, probably more than a climber, but it will tolerate, being opposite Bar Beach on a cement wall, copping everything. And it really doesn't need a lot of help at all. Crape myrtles, the tree that took off around the coal fields, Cessnock, curry.
Yeah.
When we had that drought in 1819, they were the one plant that summer where we had all those fires that flowered like mad because it loved the heat and it loved the dry. Olives, most things from the Mediterranean are used to the same sort of conditions we have.
Yeah.
The olives are another great plant that you can stick in a pot or you can stick in the garden. And once established, you never touch them. The Strelitzia, the bird of paradise. You can get them in the tall one and the short one. Yeah, clumping plant, beautiful orange bird-like flower, was used for years as the symbol for Garden City, as I used to call it.
Yeah.
Incredibly tough. Put them in, never touch them. There's a little plant called a kufia, which comes in white and also a purple. Incredibly tough flowers 9 months of the year. Put it in, never touch it. So yeah, they're our 10, the 10 that I came up with in about 15 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Water-wise plants, really don't have to do much too.
There's a huge choice there, isn't there? Which is just tremendous. Now, we've got a couple of minutes. What about grasses? What's the situation with grasses?
Now the one grass that has got this smart watermark, which is like a smart tick that food gets when it's specific to different things. This is the only turf in Australia that has this smart watermark tick, and it's a turf called Tiftuff, and it uses 38% less water once it's established. It takes root much faster than any other varieties, used a lot in sporting fields and commercial spaces because they don't water it a lot. It's like a, if you want to visualize it, it's like a cooch that they used to use on bowling greens, but like the 2000 version of it, if you like.
It's
the most water-wise turf that you can possibly buy.
Okay, so what was it again? What was the name of that again?
Tiftuff.
Tiftuff, that's an interesting name, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it Bermuda grass, but when you look at it online, it's about the closest thing to the old-fashioned cooch that you'll ever get.
Wow, okay. I wasn't aware of that. I've never heard of that before.
Really, really good. They're using it a lot for golf courses. Again, bowling greens, sporting areas for weekend cricket and football and those sort of things. They're all changing over to it now.
Yeah.
Incredibly water-wise, which means, of course, it lowers their water bill.
Indeed.
Which is always a good thing.
Yes, indeed. It certainly is.
If I can just very quickly mention, there's two products on the market that will absorb water into the ground. One is wetter soil. It has seaweed. It comes as a hose on and a concentrate. It's a surfactant. Now, when your turf, your lawn, your garden gets really, really dry on these really hot 40-degree days, it can become what they call hydrophobic.
Yep.
Now, that's like going to the beach with hot sand, pouring water on it, and watching it just run off. It doesn't actually absorb it. Now, soil and soil in pots can do that quite easily. And there's two products that when we get these rain events that will make your garden absorb that water instead of running off the top is this wetter soil.
Okay.
And the other product is a new product by Searles, which I'd love to mention, called Penetrade. Now, Penetrade is a granular product, looks a bit like sawdust, but you sprinkle it over the top of your pots, you sprinkle it on the garden. When you water it, every bit of water just disappears into the soil. It just refuses to run off, and it works for 12 months.
Wow, okay. A couple of really good products there. All right, Gav, well, thank you very much for giving us all that advice.
Very quick spiel on being water-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done, mate. You've done extremely well there. Now, very quickly, we can catch up with you at the Lee Rowan's Garden World down there at Warners Bay.
You most certainly can, anytime Sunday to Thursday.
Okay, so
I'll be here at this store.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we have our other store down on the Central Coast, as I always say, the coast with the most.
Yes.
At Arimba.
Yes.
And it's just off the freeway.
Awesome. And you have a website as well, leerowansgardenworld.com.au.
That's exactly right.
Beautiful. All right, Gav, good to talk to you. First one for 2023, and we look forward to catching up next week around the same
time. Absolutely. I shall look forward to it.
Good on you, Gav. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.